So, Julie, any interest in other proteasome inhibitors? Carfilzomib, there's also an oral compound, exazimib.
So, as mentioned, the pathway is very interesting. Maybe it's just the drug that's not the right drug. So there's definitely other newer agents that potentially have less toxicity that might be good ones to apply in the future. So I think there's lots of things to look forward in the different new drugs in that area. Yes.
Andy?
In terms of other proteasomes, they're second generation MLN9708.
Right, exazimib.
That's been studied mainly in myeloma, although there is going to be a follicular lymphoma study that's opening soon, relapse refractory. It's an oral proteasome inhibitor, and the key difference is the proteasome dissociation rate. Part of the problem is bortezomib impacts the proteasome in red blood cells, but doesn't let off. Its effect stays on normal proteasome too long. This oral proteasome inhibitor is much shorter dissociation rate. In other words, it has much less impact longevity in terms of the effect on normal proteasomes. And that's the problem, is you have off-target effects. There's proteasomes in cancer cells, there's proteasomes in normal cells. And so by that, they're able to achieve 20 times higher dosing relative to bortezomib with this. And so that's, I think Julie's exactly right. It could just be the target is right, maybe just the drug or drug formulation wasn't precise enough.
That's fascinating about the MLN compound, because up to now I'd heard in the myeloma sector more that, well, it's a boron-based proteasome inhibitor, it's kind of like oral bortezomib, but you're saying there's a qualitative difference.
There really is. There's a really nice cancer research paper. It was done in diffuse large B-cell xenograft studies a couple of years ago now, where they really, I thought, elegant experiments teasing out that difference. Really, market improved pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic to this nine drug.